You have no idea what I'm going to preach today. Nobody knows. My wife don't know, by me and the Lord. But the praises have started being prophetical because they touch what I'm going to preach about. It's a powerful moment in the body of Christ. You glad to be here?
Yes.
Now you're going to have to pay attention because Revelation does not land on mentality. Revelation has to have a spirit to deal with. So I want to prep you for this morning that there's a lot of revelation that's going to come forth, but you're going to have to be in the spirit to receive it. You understand? In other words, you cannot be in your regular mode when revelation is flowing. I've learned that over the years, because the mental man and the academic man, the psychological man, cannot flow in the spirit. Are you listening to me? So I'll give you this prophecy that came while they were singing to tune you in for a journey in the realm of the supernatural, in the realm of the spirit, that will change your whole outlook on life. That's what should be happening when you come to the, you get in the presence of God. I mean, you ought to get something fresh, right? Now the atmosphere is set. The intercessors have prayed about the supernatural. And that's just what I heard when the Lord was singing. I took my wife's pad and wrote, awareness must be presence for manifestation. Manifestation cannot come in unawareness. Are you hearing me? And he said, the next point, he said, I need your attention. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
In order to get to you what I want to get to you this morning, I need your attention.
Yes, sir.
You are in control of your intention. Then he says to me, tell them, stop trying to do everything yourself. I'm there for you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You're moving too much. You're trying to make too many things happen on your own. He said, if you pause and stand still in my presence, I'll give you wisdom and insight and understanding. Your yoke will be easy. And your burden will be so light.
Yes.
So he says, stand still and see your salvation. A lot of stuff you're praying about is already taken care of.
Yes.
Yielding will make all the difference. Yielding will make all the difference. Climbing no more mountains. No, the time has come in your life that mountain must move by your command. Oh, Christian, here and all over the world listening. You heard that? Go over that over and over again. He spoke that while they were singing. Go over that over and over again and make life more easier. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot do this in our own power. We yield to the filling of the Holy Spirit, to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this house to teach, to preach, whatever you want to do, but we yield to you. Unfold the Father. Unfold the Son. Unfold the kingdom. unfold the answer to every person in which they got a question. Heal every person in here. Let miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh my goodness. Flow through this house today. Touch every need. Touch every desire. Give direction. Give correction. Give protection. Thank you, Father. Take care of our youth. These young men and women. Keep your hand on them. Guide them through this traffic, Holy Spirit. We thank you right now. We praise you. And we're in fellowship. We're on one accord right now, Lord. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Quickly sit down and get your Bible to Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3, because it's going to be so powerful in here in a few moments that you're not going to be able to stand it. Ephesians 1:3. This verse is pivotal. The Holy Spirit called it to my attention. This is a powerful verse only if you know what it means. Only if you can open and let it in. Ooh, I like that. I like that. How I say it again, huh? Only if you know what it means and you know how to open and let it in. That's very important. It's very important in the spirit world. Now look what this verse says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. See that? And look what he says at the end of this verse now. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That's a powerful voice. That means everything belongs to you. You're not just, watch me now, you're not just a church member, you're a kingdom citizen. Hallelujah. Write that down, please, because church membership, you go to church, go so far, and you got a little denomination. No, you're a kingdom citizen. You got kingdom rights. And you know the kingdom of God, Romans 14:17 says, it's got three things of the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. What a life. Righteousness, peace, divine righteousness. Divine peace and divine joy in the Holy Ghost. All right, so I read that verse. Now, in Ephesians 1, there's a prayer. And Ephesians 3, there's an apostolic prayer. And so the Lord showed me this verse, Ephesians 1:3. And then you go to that prayer, that first prayer in Ephesians 1. Turn there, Ephesians 1, you there? Yeah, you're there, Ephesians 1. That first prayer is to admonish you on how much power you have in your spirit. You got a lot of power in your spirit. Tell the person next to you got a lot of power in your spirit. And now tell them real blunt, stop wasting it.
Stop wasting it.
I know it hurt. You hollering at me talking about stop wasting it. But I want to get you where you can get where you can flow with all that power in your spirit. Now, I'm going to give you a secret here. We're going to look at that, but in Ephesians 3, that's another apostolic prayer,
yes, sir,
to reveal power in your soul.
Right. Yes, sir.
Oh, you're never seeing that. Don't say that like you know all that. Power in the spirit, that prayer in chapter 1 is power for your spirit. The prayer in chapter 3 is power for your soul. Because your spirit can't give it if your soul can't take it. So you got to be powerful in both areas. Are you hearing me in New York? You got to be powerful in both areas. You got to be powerful in your spirit, and you got to be powerful in your soul. And the apostle gave two prayers for them. I may go through it a little bit today. But you got them. Ephesians 1, there he started at that foot. 15th verse, where he started? Wherefore, Ephesians 1:15, I got to go ahead and do it, because when I give you a few points this morning, I want you to be ready. Let me give you what we're talking about. That's why I know the praises. My sons, and they don't know what I'm going to preach. Because they can't ask me that. Nobody can ask me what I'm going to preach. Because sometimes when I tell somebody what I'm preaching, you get contaminated. What you mean to get contaminated? The poison either? No. It just can't flow with it, so it disturbed the atmosphere. So I don't, my secretary don't, most of them don't know what's going on. Something I can't afford to let nobody type before I say it. Now listen very carefully. Let me manifest to you and through you. Now, get manifest what manifest means. Manifest is a comprehensive detail of who I am in you. Let me manifest to you and through you. I cannot manifest through you until you let me manifest to you. All right? Manifest is a comprehensive detail of who I am in you and what I desire to do through you. And what I'm doing for you. Though what I have already done for you, all I need is your faith, and all is yours. Let me give you a few details. I'm going to read it. Faith, prayer, the name of Jesus, the glory of God, wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, and inheritance belong to you. Got two more words, power and love. I want to release power and love in you that this world can't handle. Let me go back. I go back. Oh, yeah, Lord, all right. So there's so much stuff being said here. I'm going to go back over it. And what we're talking about when God said, let me manifest, he's saying, let me manifest my power. Let me manifest my glory. Let me manifest my mercy and grace through you, to you and through you. Because I need you to minister. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me now. I need you to minister. Every day in your life, wherever you go, I need you to be ready at all time to let me out through you. So when he said, let me manifest to you and through you, it is, watch what he's saying now, it is a demand and a request. He's demanding you to let me function through you, but he's also making a request to you to let me do it. Because God's not going to overpower you to manifest to you. Who ready to yield? See some of y'all slow, lifting your hand up slow. So you got something in the closet? Let's get it out of the closet too. I don't know what this means. You got to set a mouse trap in the right place. I don't know what that means. You don't know where the mic might be. Let me manifest to you and through you is a demand and a request. Meaning, now listen very carefully now, I can't manifest to you without you. Write that down. I cannot manifest to you without you. But if you give yourself to me, spirit, soul, and body, I'm going to just say it like I'm getting it. I'm about to show off through you. That's what God's saying. Hey, hey, hey. God said, I'm about to show off through you. I'm about to get some manifestation in your life. They got to know it came from me. So actually what it is, I know some deep theologian won't want to hear this, but God is looking for somebody to show off through. That's what he did with you, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. The Hebrew boys were put in the fire. God showed off through them. The fire couldn't burn them. Boy, God put in the lion den. The lion, David met Goliath. Goliath thought he was such a giant. You know, he got some people in this world think like that, you know. But God took the slingshot and killed him. Let me show off through you. That's what he's saying. Let me show you, then show off. Let me show you how to be meek. Let me show you how to be humble. Let me show you how not to be high-minded. Then I'm going to show off through you. Nothing you can't have. Nowhere you can't go. And there's nothing you can't be. But I got to make sure you let me manifest right. I don't want you to show off. Because I bless you, I don't want you to start showing off. I want you to minister to people. I want you to love people. I want you to tell them I brought you there. I am what I am. I'm where I am because God brought me there. You see the importance of that? Yeah, I can't let you start shifting in these higher gears if you don't know how to drive. See, we're not in the same church symptoms. We're open that God can reveal himself to us. He's going to manifest here this morning. He's going to manifest healing. He's going to manifest understanding. He's going to manifest wisdom. He's going to manifest joy. He's going to manifest peace. He's going to manifest love. Manifest, God. Go ahead and manifest. I'm ready. Notice I didn't say I'm perfect. But I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All I need you to say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Manifest through me.
Manifest through me.
Manifest to me. All right. Now, without the knowledge, you may be seated. Without the knowledge of these, this prayer, when he said Ephesians 1:3, look at it again. You can't handle it in a normal pattern of thinking. You can't handle it. You can't receive it. It's too, for lack of a better word, it's too heavy in the spirit realm for you to handle. So that's why the apostle said, now, I'm teaching you apostolic. I'm teaching you based. Now, watch what I say now, because some people, first time here, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 is where you want your life at. Yeah. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. But you can't get there without the fivefold ministry gift in order, doing what God told them to do. You read it, 11 voice, 12 voice tell you what kind of people it produced. All of these things. Now go back to verse 3. All those blessings there, but you can't handle those blessings if Ephesians 4, 11 and 16 is not in play. What apostle, prophet, pastor, teaching you properly, that you can receive properly. See, in the spirit world, manifestation has to be received. And if the manifestation come, and you're not on that level, it can't come to you. Because instead of manifestation promoting you, it will destroy you. Because you can't handle it. That's why they call money evil. It's evil not to have no money. That was evil. The money ain't evil. It's somebody getting money who don't know how to respect God. Now, something's going to transpire in here today. And you're going to receive another dimension of anointing. Meaning, what's been heavy going to be light. What's been wrong going to get right. Y'all better let me preach up in here. Because I sense a katalama. I sense the Spirit of God moving. You here for a reason. God ready to manifest. Watch this. Hundreds of hours of praying will be answered this morning. I know we got 1,000 hours of praying in here and online, my goodness. But he said, I'm about to manifest. Because, now I'm going to show how bad you cut up, how much you cut up on this. There's a remnant in his house ready for me to manifest. No, that wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough. There's a remnant in this house ready for me to manifest. Sit down. That sounds real rough, didn't it? But you think I never want to walk from another. I'm trying to get something yet. I ain't got time with your flesh. I ain't got time to be dealing with your feeling. You will not be able to find this manifestation in no contract, no committee, no commercial, no compromising position. It's concealed. It's controlled. This manifestation. You're not gonna find it. You're not gonna find it in no committee. And that's why the church been trying to work through committees. No, you're gonna have to work through commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you following me? Now, healing will go on while I'm talking. You go back home, the problem you had when you left this morning, you find out it left too. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the cross. All right, now I want you to keep listening. Now go back to Ephesians 1:3 because there's so much in that one verse that if we don't permit God to manifest, we can't handle all the blessing in that verse. The whole Bible is in that verse. God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and heaven is in that verse. We said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spirits of blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Everything is there. But you got to have revelation to receive it. Are you following me? Now go over to Ephesians 1, the 15th verse. I'm going to try to help him read it because I'm going to give you 3 or 4 points today. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Now, I need to pray for you now. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Are you with me?
Yes,
notice now verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, he's the God of Jesus Christ, right? Then he called him something else. What did he call him? The Father of what?
Glory.
Glory. What's glory in? Talk to me. Got a remnant in here. Somebody been listening to a good preacher. Somebody in here been listening to, y'all ain't saying nothing over there. Somebody been listening to a good preacher. They'll talk to me over here, boy. They're gone. They're gone, man. All that he is, all that he has, all that he can do. You better take notes, write it down. Write it down so the next time you can talk.
Yes,
glory.
Glory.
He's the Father of glory. He'll manifest in here.
Yes.
He'll manifest in here. His glory. His glory can fall any moment. Heavy, heavy, heavy. His presence can fall any moment. He can catch you by the hand any moment. He can touch you on your shoulder any moment. He's in here. He's in here to meet every need. Answer every desire. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say glory to God. Pray at his holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without these prayers, you would not be able to receive. So the apostle says, I'm bringing you into apostolic territories. So it's so grand, I'm going to have you in an apostolic mode that you'll be able to receive what show up. That's what them two prayers in there for. The apostle Paul said, now, I got to get you into a deeper dimension in the spirit. But I also got to bring your soul and your body. I got to get you where your soul and body answer to your spirit. Good God Almighty. Preach, Leroy. Your soul and your body answer to your spirit. Your mind, your emotion, your will submit to my will. It's not automatic. So why would he tell us in Romans 12:2? He told us a Christian can be conformed to this world. He taught the Christian. He told him, be not conformed. In other words, as a Christian, you can go to church and still be conformed to the world. But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that good, listen, acceptable and perfect will of God. Second to Satan, the greatest enemy you got is your mind. Satan, your greatest enemy, and your mind, the next one. Jesus Christ. And you can't put your mind out because he's there. He's going to be there. So you just want training. I wouldn't ask anybody in here. I wouldn't dare ask you if you ever have any mind trouble. Because I don't want to permit you to lie up in here. From the pulpit to the back pew. We've had mind trouble. Sit down. You finished reading about that prayer, all right? I'm going to give you some points here to work on. Expecting the supernatural at all times.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, ma'am. Expecting the supernatural. Expecting when something show up, look like it don't work right. Don't be concerned about it. It's just another chance for God to show himself strong. Talk to me in here. I know I got some old Baptists in here, right? There's another chance for God. Something come that you know you can't handle it. You know you can't do nothing about it. Not in your own strength. But you got enough understanding to know there's another chance for God to show himself strong in my life. You might be dealing with something like that right now. You don't know what you can do. The facts are against you. The facts are against you. The facts are against you. The feeling against you. The fear is against you. But you say, I'm about to step out in my faith now. When I step out in my faith, the facts got to back up. When I step out in my faith, fear got to back up. When I step out in my faith, feeling got to back up. I don't walk by feeling. I don't walk by fact. I don't walk by fear. I walk by faith and not by sight. So every time you're dealing with something, make sure you step out in faith. Don't let fact tell you, said this going down, you're not going to make it. You got cancer. You're going to die next week. No, I'm walking in faith. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his work, and my soul. Hallelujah. 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 So there's nothing in here or online we can't handle today. We just got to let him manifest. Turn with me here. Find your seat. Expecting the supernatural at all times. Did you write that down?
Yes,
supernatural is demonstration of the spirit and the power. Yes. With no respect of situation or person. Yes. Hebrews 2. I'm not going to go all through all the verses, but I'm going to give it to you. Hebrews 2, 1 and 8. I'm going to go to Hebrews 2. I'm going to read a little bit of it to cover the point. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If your neighbor not moving, ask him what's wrong with him. I say, are you saying, may I bow your head? Let's pray. they're not being touched. You get them saved, man. So, hallelujah. Now, I'll tell you now, let me tell you as an apostle, let me tell you what's going on in you now. I've been preaching about almost a half hour, and it's 4 minutes before the half hour. I feel the spirit stirring in here. And I'm not responsible for the next 15 minutes. The Holy Ghost is about to take over up in here. Hear what the Lord said. Enough have been said up in here this morning. Wait, let me finish it. Did you win everything that come against you? Not fight the battle. All right, to have a battle. But all that fighting y'all doing. You have to know the battle, Ronnie, is already won. At Calvary. A lot of things you praying about. You supposed to be saying about. You didn't get it. A lot of things you praying you should be saying. Use your prayer for something else. Now, if you won't sing the song, Fight My Battle, he has fought my battle. And already won. I ain't fighting no battle. I'm delivered. The Bible says he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. I'm saved, baptized, and sanctified. Now let me try here. Hebrews 2. Sit down. I told you all sit down 15 times. Hebrews chapter 2. Hallelujah. Now remember we're talking about let me manifest. That's the word he gave me for the year. Let me manifest. In other words, not God is saying to us, nothing can stop me if you let me. Nowhere Satan can lock you down if you let me manifest. What you're dealing with right now, all I'm asking you to do, you my child, is to let me manifest. You don't have to manifest. Let me manifest. Now, I'm hearing, like on a racetrack, I'm hearing screeching wheels with a word coming through you now. When I say that tonight, now that's the way it's like a word on a racetrack, and it's going so fast, its tires are squealing. You want me to get that word?
Yes.
How are you going to change your life? You ready for it?
Yes.
Yield. See, so many times in the spirit, you're trying to make a deal. Oh, y'all heard that. Y'all, shock and buggy, you got shocked.
You're trying to make a deal through prayer,
yep,
and you're quoting 95 scriptures to the Lord. And the Lord said, I wish you just shut up and yield. So I can show you what scripture to use and go rest yourself. Go cook or do something. Go rest yourself. You up here vexing me with all these scriptures. Yeah, vexing me with scriptures because I'm vexed with you because I got your answer already. But you won't shut up. Let me talk. You doing all the talking because you got the word of faith. It taught you too much of the word of faith. And you're not letting your faith work because you're talking too much with scriptures. Shut up. Listen. Yield. You're another word. Y'all getting them?
Yes.
I'm hearing another word screeching on the racetrack. F-L-O-W.
Flow.
Flow. Uh-huh. Ooh. Two words. Yield and flow. It's all over. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, listen to me. Look up here. Look up here. Whatever you're dealing with, you got two words have set you free. God said, let me manifest. Yield. Flow. No, you won't pull a scripture out on God right now. You won't pull a scripture. Wait a minute, God. This is what you're going to do. You don't tell me what to do. I'm God. You let me tell you what I'm going to do. You don't take the Bible and guide me. The Bible is supposed to guide you, not me. How many see what I'm saying? So when you pick that Bible up, say, God, what you want me to do? I didn't come to tell you what to do. Do you do all the talking in your praying? When you pick up your Bible, do you pick your Bible up to find something to make God do something? Or do you let him talk to you and give you, here's another word. What you got? You got two words. What the word is? All right, give me another word. Direction. The Bible is a book of direction.
Yep.
You have to hear his voice. And you don't have to be a spiritual master to hear his voice. Because they got all these spiritual masters acting if you can't hear his voice.
Come on.
You can hear his voice for yourself.
Absolutely.
Every time you pick this book up, he's speaking to you. Sometimes we don't get our answer because we get too many voices. He gives us the answer and we keep reading. Baby, when it hits, shut up. Stop at that one voice. When the light come on, don't read another chapter. Stop right there. Oh, let me hurry. Hebrews 2. We're talking about manifesting now. Expecting the supernatural at all times. Say it.
Expecting the supernatural at all times.
Expecting a demonstration of the Spirit.
At all times.
Then I can manifest. Because you know, if he manifests, you know how he's going to manifest, right? John said, at the Isle of Patmos, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Then I heard something. Then I saw something. Then I wrote something. In the Spirit, see? See, he manifests in the Spirit, but then it comes into the situation. See, he's not going to skip the spirit realm to manifest in the physical. Oh, my. He's not going to skip the spirit realm to manifest in your finances. Oh, my. No, the spirit realm didn't rest come. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Your broke days are over. the spirit just spoke specifically. If you're broke, why you're broke? You're trying to handle it from the physical realm.
Yes.
Let him speak to you in the spirit realm,
yes,
and all that'll be handled.
Yes.
I don't know why he wanted to put this in here, and I know he's going to get a lot of theologians upset, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because you need to know it. It's easy to have plenty of money.
Yes, it is.
What he said?
And the devil wants you broke.
I don't know who I'm talking to here. Devil wants you broke, so they emphasize the church need not to talk about money. You a lie. How are we going to live? How are we going to go preaching? How are we going to go to Brazil? How are we going to go to what? They ain't keeping this church broke. And you ain't going to set you up broke either. None of y'all broke.
No.
You'll never be broke another day in your life. I'm going to say this little one, I'm going to try to go home. But it's so strong, helmet. I never said it this way, but it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to somebody. He says, switch your budget for my blessing. My blessing has no limit. Your budget keep limiting you. Find out what I say about my blessing. Blessing the city. Blessing the field. That's for somebody. In other words, he's trying to manifest in that area. He's trying to manifest beyond your budget. Living by a budget is a beast. It shouldn't be for the child of God. No, I'm not rambling. You rambling. I'm rolling. You just can't keep up. You looking for that little emotional sermon. I don't have it. Feel his presence, man. Oh my goodness. Let him hug you this morning. His arm got a warmth in it. When he put his arm around you, it's warm, man. All right, Lord, I'll give him this word. He wants you to take this word with you too and have it from this day forward. Divine assurance. When you let me manifest, you're operating in divine assurance. Say divine,
divine
assurance. Now, next time you get scared, shut your mouth up and then open it back up and say divine assurance. In other words, you know God with you. You understand? Next time something come up and you act like you can't handle it, shut up and just open your mouth and say divine assurance. I'm operating under divine assurance. Didn't he say, I'll never leave you?
Yes,
nor forsake you? Did he say that?
Yes,
that's in the book?
Yes, sir.
Didn't he say, the Lord is your shepherd?
Yes.
What else he say?
I shall not
want. Well, why are you worried about want then? Why lie down in the posh pasture when he said, I'll lead you into? Jesus, just follow the Bible. Just follow the Bible. Just follow the Bible. Stop following the internet. Some of the people don't even know what they're talking about. They're just hustling. And they know how to make it sound good. You know why? Commercial. Commercial, boy, commercial study for hours how to say something. And put the right color right by it, you know? You got all kind of way to work on your mind.
That's right.
I want you to write down this and then tell somebody, I'm going to let God manifest this time. Whatever it is you're dealing with, I'm going to let God manifest. This man of God teaching me how to, I'm going to yield. I'm going to flow. What the other one I said?
Direction.
Ooh. Like what?
Divine assurance.
Divine assurance.
In Hebrews 2, 1 through 8, it deals with expecting the supernatural at all times. You'll see what happened there. I'll just read the first verse to give you an idea. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. You leave out here and let this slip. I'm coming to your house. I'm going to appear as an angel. I'm going to get right over your bed. I'm going to slap you 3 times. What that big thing is, a maul, and I'm going to take a maul and hit you on your left ankle. Where's all my time? Man, you ought to be ready now, man. Y'all got to listen to this over now. You got to listen to it over, all right? All right, let me give you another 2 or 3 more and I'm going to close. Expressing the glory of God on daily basis. Expressing the glory of God that God has manifested in your life right in the midst of no manifestation. The person down the street not manifesting, the person down there, but God is manifesting in your life, expressing the glory of God. John 17, 22 to 23, Jesus said to the Father, the same glory you've given me, I've given them. So the glory of God is on the inside of you. All that God is, all that God can do, all that God has is on the inside of me. I got to yield to it. The glory.
The glory.
Here's another one. Experiencing the authority of Jesus' name. We talked about expecting the supernatural at all time, right?
Yes.
Talk about expressing the glory of God on a daily basis, right?
Yes.
Here's the third one. Experiencing the authority of Jesus' name. John 15, 16 and John 16, 23. Experiencing, I'm going to close in a minute. Experiencing the authority of Jesus' name. When you manifest, you become a kata, limos, shevranet, bramanda, kotilin, skinda, lamambro. You start going places you've never been before, doing things you've never done before, having things you've never owned before, because you're experiencing the authority of Jesus' name. The reason the devil don't like when a Christian break out, he don't like it when a church break out, and not going by all these little rules and regulations, is upset him because they know they're about to take over.
Yeah.
Your cry baby days are over.
Yeah.
You got John 15, 16? Put it up there, son. I'm going to read that one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me manifest to you and through you. Other word, I got another word. Oh, I like this word. When I say let me manifest, give me another word. Let me open up in you. Let me open my abilities. Let me open my victory in you by yielding to me. I'm real.
Yeah.
See, I'm not, God said, I'm real. I'm not a statue.
No.
I'm not somebody just come to church and preach about me. I'm real. I'm alive.
Yes.
Let me open up in you.
Yes.
Let me change that heart condition.
Yes.
Let me change that blood pressure.
Yes.
I ain't got no rheumatism. Where you get that from? You my child. Let me flush it out. Doctor told me about 30 years ago, you gonna die. He did probably. I'm still here. Because the Lord told me walk, so I pulled everything off and walked out. Now don't do that on your own.
Yeah.
I think, how old you was, Montreal? I don't know. 20, yeah. So that's been about 20 years ago then. Montreal said, what you doing, Dad? I said, we're going home, man. I'm tired. Doc said, Mr. Thompson? Yes, sir. I'm Mr. Thompson. But I just got a word to go home. Now, the Holy Spirit wants me to say this. Something supernatural is going on in here right now. Somebody getting a manifestation right here, right now. Somebody's heart, not their physical heart, but their inner heart have been changed. And they're saying, thank you, Jesus. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name. What? Whatsoever you ask the Father. Now give me John. Give me. Oh my goodness. I get excited, man. Give me John 16:23. And in that day you should ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. What you need to ask him right now? Say whatsoever, right? I like God. God can use this language whatsoever. I mean, you don't have to bring him, well, I might be able to do this. Let's look at this. And this. No, he said, bring it all to me. Can I get a hallelujah on that?
Hallelujah.
All right. Endowed with a fresh anointing at all times. Endowed with a fresh anointing at all time. Look at Psalm 92:10. Fresh anointing. Y'all went to sleep in the back, Psalm 92:10. You still got John 16. Y'all fell out? All right, if you fell out, but if you're still up, you should have it up there. But my horn should I exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed every day of my life with fresh oil. That means no yoke can stop me. No burden can stop me. I'm anointed. Tell somebody next to you, I'm anointed.
With fresh oil.
From the Holy Ghost. One part of me walking around here talking, and the other part running. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy. Oh my. I hear another word. Get ready for it. Advance. Everything in your life about to advance. Y'all better let me preach them, yeah? Everything you do, I mean, your business, if you got a business, it's about to advance. Your marriage is about to advance. You seeking a mate, it's about to advance. If you're looking for a partner, it's about to advance. Everything about to speed up. The things you thought you were going to have 8 years from now coming next week. everything about to advance. Your healing advancing. Your health advancing. Your wealth advancing. Your marriage advancing. Your home advancing. Your children advancing. Your grandchildren advancing. Your church advancing. You have come here this morning and climb up on and advance. Anointed. I never heard that before, Ron. Advance and anointed. You heard that? Wow. The Lord has placed on us an advancing anointing. Yeah, Lord, I hear it. Progress is on your back. Everywhere you step, progress is in motion. So you're wearing a progressive anointing. I'm gonna close here. Man, I can't. We can't take much more. Yeah, advancing anointing, a progressing anointing, huh? What? Give me three hallelujahs.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Say, Lord, manifest in me.
Lord, manifest through me.
Lord, manifest through me.
Lord, manifest through me.
He told me in my closing, I got a lot more points, we'll get them next Sunday. He told me in my closing, he told me, says, I had been praying. He said for this year, it was 2024, I want you to tell my people, let me manifest. And the reason I need my people to manifest, satanic power are manifesting in the church, in the pulpit. And they're changing the Bible to fit their situation. But let me tell you something, they can't change it. It's only a fake. When the real Christians stand up, everybody else got to sit down. So lift your hand and praise God right now. The advancement is on your life. Then you're going to start. Now be careful now. Be mindful, because advances are going to come to you. And if you don't recognize them, you're going to turn them away, because they're not going to be normal. You're going to have to be in the
Spirit.
I pronounce advancement on everybody under the sound of my voice. I'm advancing. I'll tell you right now, I'm advancing every day. I'm advancing because I got my hand in his hand. And he told me everybody who connected to me at this time will advance. Because we're connected to him. You understand? But there's an advancing and anointing on this ministry that can't be stopped. I need to hear glory three times.